Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learbird. This Q&A is a little different because there's parts of it that are very serious, and there's parts of it that just make me laugh. I will say that it's from back in 2005, because back in 2005, for a number of months, I was getting a lot of emails on dogs that bit people, dogs that killed other dogs, that type of thing. I mean, I had a stack like that, and I kept them all. So this email is now 20 years old. Dogs are long gone. Maybe the people are long gone. I look at it like another day, another decade, another two decades, and there's still the same questions that are coming down the road. You don't have to be a customer of Learbird to ask Cindy a question. And again, this is from the Ask Cindy, my wife's portal on the front of Learbird.com. So I'm going to read it, and then we'll talk about it, and I may interdict a few things as we go. We have a shepherd that her father is Sandor von Learbird. So 20-some years ago, it was a dog from my breeding. The mother is Blitz von Dunhill. She got in a dog fight with our 8-month-old puppy. My husband went to break it up because they were at the feet of our 9-year-old son. Well, he pulled her off and yelled at her, and he pointed at her, and she snapped at him and bit the end of his thumb off. Yes, we know we did everything wrong, and that's not the dog's fault, you think? Now that it happened, we have to make a choice that we didn't want to have to make. Greta cannot come back into our house. We really would like to find someone to take her. We have no resources here. If we can't find someone who wants her, then our other choice is we have to put her to sleep. Really a shame, because this is 100% not the dog's fault. It's this person's fault, this family's fault, for not managing their dogs correctly. We've never had any problems with her before. Like I said, we made all the mistakes. I guess I would like to know if you know of anyone who can take her. She is very high drive and strong, has great markings. She turned 4 in June. What can we do? I wonder if she means, what can we do with the dog, or what can we do with the end of her husband's thumb? I shouldn't laugh. Sometimes some of these just, they get me. Anyway, obviously these people had a problem. Obviously they had no clue how to manage dogs. If you have a dog, if you have multiple dogs, you can have a scenario where one dog is not liked by the other dog. You can have a scenario where one dog is not liked two of the other dogs. I will tell you this, if you have multiple dogs in your house in a small pack, meaning more than two, and if there's a dog fight, the odds are that if one starts a fight with the other one, there's a very good chance that the other dogs can jump in and pile on, and you really have a mess. You can easily end up with a dead dog, because I have some of these 20-year-old Q&As that I'm going to bring up here in the near future on dogs that died as a result of a dog fight. And it really all comes down to management. I mean, if you have no idea how to live with a dog, go to my website. There's a video there that explains how Cindy and I live with the 4 dogs in our house. It talks about how we manage our dogs. You may have to make a few changes. Nobody ever does the exact same thing in how they live with their dogs, but anybody that's a pro, anybody that knows how to train dogs, would never have 2 dogs like this together. It wouldn't happen. I mean, we have a 4-year-old German Shepherd at home. We have 3 little dogs. We have a Chihuahua. We have a Border Terrier, little Border Terrier, and we have a Shih Tzu. The Shih Tzu's 10, the Border Terrier's 14, the Chihuahua is now close to 3. The Chihuahua has never been with the German Shepherd. Not because I think he's gonna hurt her. He loves her, but I'm not gonna take a chance that he might hurt her. I'm not gonna make a chance that she runs around and maybe growls at him, and because she's a feisty little Chihuahua. I love her. I bred police dogs for 35 years, German Shepherds, imported all from Germany, and Belgian Malinois, Mals. I never had little dogs until I stopped breeding 14 years ago. And I love this little thing. It's just good management. I'm not gonna risk having her accidentally act like she's a 90-pound kick-ass dog against our 85-pound German Shepherd that I gotta be a little careful around. So, moral of the story is, and you're gonna find out in the next few Q&As that I do, because I'm gonna talk about people that weren't this lucky. Maybe this guy deserved to lose the end of it. No, I shouldn't say that. Oh, I will say it, never mind. This guy might have been a good learning lesson. I'll bet you he never tries to break up a fight again and points at a dog and tells him, you will not fight anymore because I only have one thumb left. I'm sorry. So, once again, you can go to our website. We're going to put some URLs on here of some courses that you can look at that we've produced. They're going to help teach you how to live with dogs, multiple dogs.